Well, looky here, looky here. Thanks to the Prayer Warriors, we're back. I'm Yanni Rood. Welcome to the show.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, guess what? We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, San Diego, Season 15, Episode 1. It's easy for me to keep up with now. This is the first episode. Recap.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? First thing came to mind when you said Tetris. I have no idea where that came from.
This is why we're best friends, because we both have a little bit of dork in us.
that's just the happiness bubbling out, because, and not just from me, but also from all the Prayer Warriors who united and touched your soul. And let you come on and watch this. And here we are now. This is going to be your third installment of watching Married at First Sight. Here we go. Season 15. First episode. How you feeling right now?
You know, my goatee used to be all black the first time we did season 13.
Are you saying the series has aged you? Is it like being president?
It's painful because, you know, the premiere episode is 3 hours.
Yes.
Now, I will say this 3 hours was better than season 14.
Yeah.
3 hours. And so I'm like, okay, this really wasn't that bad. And after getting to know these couples, I am going to have fun making fun of these people because it writes itself. I don't even have to try. With some of the things I saw today, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
You know, you're right about tonight's episode. It didn't seem as long. I think it's because I want to say that the producers actually listened and realized that they dragged the shit out of season 14 and they need to not do that. Because people complain a lot on Twitter. People complained everywhere. You complained here. but you were right. And so hopefully, and judging from the preview of next week's episode, they're definitely going to fast forward through a lot of these. So great stuff to get through today. Let's meet the couples. And I'm thinking, you know, as I look at this first, new couples, same drama, as we run into Lindy and Miguel, the physical therapist and the medical writer.
So all these people are cool people. Let me just start there, that they're not all like bad people. I don't want to like come across straight negative about these folks. Lindy's going to be a bit much.
Yeah.
But I liked her outgoing personality. But I think she's going to be a little bit much. I get it. Mm-hmm. But, oh my God, Miguel. Like, what woman wants this D&D dude? Now, unless nothing wrong to the D&D audience, if any of y'all are Dungeons & Dragons folks.
The fact that you were calling it D&D shows you have a little more dork in you than I do. So, but go ahead. Please continue.
Hey, I went to school with a bunch of white kids. I learned what D&D was in elementary school. So what do you do? but if you find somebody that's into that, great. You know, but I don't know. He seems pretty sensitive and insecure. And if he has this mindset, every woman that's, you know, left his life, so it's hard for him to give. I don't know. There's just a whole lot there that I'm just watching these two. And I'm like, this is going to be hilarious because I think Lindy is going to walk all over him.
You know, so when they first introduced us to Lindy and Miguel, right? I'm like, oh, they seem like a good match because Lindy's ready to get married and needs someone who wants the same. And Miguel is a serial monogamist. So first thing I'm thinking is, you know, they're going to make a good couple. And, you know, she'd also been a great match for Chris from season 14. And then the episode kept going and they, you know, the women met up. And I went, oh, she is this season's Lindsay.
She's gonna a good person.
She's going to be the shit show for this season. I see it already. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, she's a chatty Cathy.
Yes.
Which, if you like that, hey, great. But she's a talker. But I think she's going to dominate. Now, the funny thing is the more I see how these non-experts come up with this stuff, I get why they start to put these people together. So I see it now. Right. That if this is my third time watching this crap, I see it. But I just don't think that Miguel could be able to stand up to that. And the thing is, no matter how bad Lindy would treat Miguel, he's going to take it because he wants to make it work. So it's going to be a shit show.
It is. And here's what I think. And initially watching these two and when they introduce them, you think she's really sheltered, you know, so they're going to be good because here he is, this nerdy guy. It could possibly work. Notice she had her token black friend, Christine. Then tell me if I'm wrong here, but her friend Stephanie, am I the only one that noticed that she reminded me of Ari from 90 Day Fiancé? All right, no said. Move on to the next couple, Kristen and Mitch. Now, how do I say this without being too terrible? What? Did I say something wrong?
No.
When you look at Kristen's friends, right? You look at Kristen's friends in a group of blondes. Why is the brunette the airhead?
She's a bit of a mess. I think she's a bit of a drama queen. I think I couldn't get over the fact that you met a guy who was couch surfing.
Yeah.
And that's who you went all in with. And then you spent your life savings on a wedding and honeymoon. Like, I want to know the story. I want to hear more about what happened with this. You got, because, I mean, I'm judging her, but I don't know all the story. But Twitter was judging her, too. We're like, girl, you crazy. But I think she's a little bit out there. Yes. And maybe Mitch is going to also be a little bit out there. So when they first introduced both of them, I was like, they could work out. This could be a good match. And then more of Mitch's personality came out.
Yes.
And then she made the comment about, you know, some guy's in his late 30s. He's never been in love in a relationship before. I look at that as a red flag. And then I want to see how pissed Mitch gets over somebody not putting the proper recycling in the right bin. Like, he's going to be that guy. And so I'm like, they're both drama. This is going to be interesting.
It really is, because, you know, the fact that she said that about being in the late 30s and he's 41. Now, she did say, though, about being in the late 30s and never being in love or having been in a serious relationship.
Right.
Now, I don't recall whether Mitch had ever been in a serious relationship or not. He's not in one now. He hadn't been in one for a while. It wasn't working out. He never said he hadn't been in love. So maybe he has been in love, and so that's something that she can overlook. But it feels like age is going to be a factor for her, just because she made it a point to kind of say that, right? So it could potentially be a factor for her. But to be quite honest, she's full of red flags. You pointed one of them out. She spent her life savings on a wedding. And the minute she said that, I went, Tara's going to hate this. because it's just, you know, the fact that she spent her life savings on a wedding. And I get it. This is something you've been looking forward to since you were a kid. And you're like, oh my God, I can't wait. And then you spend your, wait a minute. She spent her money. You realize this, right? She spent her money with a couch surfer. Okay, so I'm just making sure we heard that correctly, because as I said it, I heard it even more. But then, here's the other red flag. You're daddy's girl. And you're choosing to tell your dad on the day of.
No, daddy's girl would have said something first. Hey, Dad, this is happening. But not the day of. Hey, what are you doing in a couple weeks? I need you to get a nice suit. Not going to tell you what's going on. Just show. And of course, the dad knows, because there's a camera in his freaking face. And so the dad knows.
That's the day of. That's the day of, though. The camera's not there before.
Right. But I'm like, the dad knows what's about to happen, so it's whatever. But I think you missed a key thing. Mitch even said that he has commitment issues.
Mm.
And that's why he's been single. And so this is what's going to make this interesting.
Yes.
He's had commitment issues. It's not like he's not been in love or whatever. He just has commitment issues.
Well, he's definitely committed to being an asshole, because, you know, if they don't fill my glass all the way up, I'm going to curse the waiter out. I'm like, what kind of entitled man are you to be saying this kind of thing? This means it's going to be interesting. I see him, you know, butting heads with not only her, but possibly some of the other brides and definitely some of the guys. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
The question is going to be, which guy is he going to butt heads with? And if you ask me, it's probably going to be either Ben or it's going to be the nerdy guy, Miguel, because he's going to think, I can run over Miguel until Miguel goes, I do one-hand push-ups. Speaking of the workout, guys, you know, Morgan and Ben, I like Morgan. She likes to work out. She likes Muay Thai. She likes video games, even though she didn't say which one. So it could be one of those crazy ones. But the fact that she'd get that. And she's like, I'm not the person who's going to sit on the couch and do nothing. Unless to play video games, apparently, because she loves video games.
Right. You know, Morgan, when they first introduced her, I was like, she had those moments. I don't know if you felt this. Like, sometimes you'd be like, okay, she's cute. And then sometimes you're like, you know, whatever. But her personality was great. And then her personality at the Bachelorette party, I'm like, Morgan's dope. I can't wait to see what's going to happen with Morgan. Now, the problem is we got cheap-ass Ben, who this dude is on a whole nother level. Because did you catch when he said, you know, I have this career, people think I have all these things, but when I come home, it's just me. And I would, you know, take away my master's degree if that meant having a wife. I'm like, what? I would take away all the stuff I achieved. That meant I could have a wife. Who says that? That's just crazy. He's cheap as hell. And so Morgan, she probably takes trips to Japan often. If there's a city named after their family,
the but samurai she wants swords. To. She said she wants. I don't think she has yet.
But she's going to want to go do some stuff. She's not just going to want to sit and be frugal. So,
So here's the interesting thing about it. We've seen this before, and you met her, Olivia. And last season, she showed up with on the date with Chris on the Where Are They Now episode of season 14. So she liked to travel, and the guy they matched her with, he didn't. He was frugal. Probably not as frugal as Ben, but, you know, pretty frugal. And the same thing here. I think the experts set them up. And if they're thinking, well, she likes to travel, he doesn't like to spend money, they can compromise. No, because they even asked her, is it a deal breaker if your husband doesn't want to spend and go on trips? And she said yes. If the other brides-to-be asked that, why didn't the experts ask? And if they did, then why did you set this girl up on this with this guy? Because he's stuck in his ways. And I mean, I get not doing bottle service because I'm not a big fan of the bottle service and make a big scene and let him know cover. But sometimes you got to splurge and enjoy life, Ben. You gotta spend a little bit. And you work hard, you got to enjoy it sometimes. Now, if she wants a Tesla, I'll buy her Tesla stock.
I think that's going to be a concern. And like for guys that are really frugal. And it's to the point that Pastor Troy had to tell you, you have to get over that. You need to fix it. You know, that's a sign, like, this is your problem, is you're cheap. And it's not like girls didn't like you. They just didn't like the fact that you were inviting them over for ramen and hot dogs because it was cost effective.
Do you realize, okay, so like you said, Pastor Troy, a.k.a. Pastor Cal, said that, right? But did you notice that his only black friend also told him the same thing? He's the one that was keeping it real with him. He's like, she cheated because you're cheap as hell. the other guy let her have cheese on her burger. You wouldn't let her add that. So, you know, of course she slept with him.
Exactly. It's like, no girl wants to do this cheap. No girl's asking you to, like, spend out of your means, but you can't be that frugal in the courting stages.
Right.
You know what I mean? If y'all are a team and you're trying to save money, build a house together, then you can do that. You can't start day one cheap as hell.
This is going to be an interesting couple here. Stacia and Nate. You know, maybe you thought the same thing I did. But Stacia thinks she's single because she's intimidating to men. I don't think that's the reason. I think it's because you buy into this whole boss lady mentality, which I am not a fan of the boss bitch, the boss this, and It's like Tywin Lannister said on Game of Thrones, any man who must say, I am the king, is no true king. If you got to tell the people that you're the boss, you're not the boss. Plain and simple.
100%. So I get where this whole boss lady concept comes from because, you know, years ago, women weren't bosses. I'm in a leadership role and I don't call it a boss. I don't walk around going, I'm a boss bitch. No, I'm in a leadership role.
I should hope not.
And I lead a team. But what's the turnoff for Stacia is that mentality.
Yes.
That if you got to be a boss, and you got to like tell everybody that I'm a boss bitch and I do this, it's not cute. And so I don't think guys are intimidated. They're just annoyed. It's like, for me, I like a woman that's independent. I like that alpha energy that she brings. But I don't want to hear all that crap. And I don't want you to always be talking like that to people. And so I think she's someone who would be rude to a server at a restaurant. She's that kind of person. So I didn't like that energy from her. Nate, on the other hand, I get he has a past and he was, you know, hustle man slinging purses and all that. But I lost it for him. He said, yeah, I lost it for him when he like picked the suit. He's like, I got that drip. Any man in their 30s that's using the word drip, I'm done with you. I'm just done with you. And I think that could be an issue with them, because even though Stasia likes, I don't know what a reformed thug or whatever that might be, that someone could be a thug but also have this mindset that can jump into conference rooms and win over people. But if that's what she's been normally going for, she wants what?
T.I.
Whatever. But I'm just like, is that because she's older? Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, is she going to look at him as immature or what? But I was just kind of, who knows? Like, I thought Stasia was cute. I was like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. But then she started talking and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, the minute they put the boss lady with the dollar signs, I'm like, ugh, same thing. It's like, you know, if you got to keep telling me how dope you are, you're not that dope. And that's the thing. You're convincing yourself. And I think that's the problem that a lot of people don't realize. It's like,
yeah,
I get having the confidence in yourself and saying and carrying that mindset. But if you carry that mindset and you really actually have it, people will notice. And of course, you can tell she's just, maybe she meant bossy and they just added the LAD in there. It was supposed to be bossy, not boss lady. And somebody had a typo. That's what it was, right? Because she's like, well, I'll let him decide what restaurant we want to eat. And then maybe I'll give you some more, you know. But I do say this, though. I like that her mama asked about the post-nup agreement, right? Because when she stated she has done this, she's got investment properties. She's got a lot going for herself. And great. You've done that. Now it's time to do the other part. I know a lot of women who make a lot of money and are miserable as shit because they can't get their thing together. And this is the thing. The problem I see with her right now is because you've got to be able to learn how to give up that control, but not only give up that control, but not just be overbearing.
Yeah.
On the smallest things. And that's what when I look at her, that's what I see. Somebody who's going to be overbearing and beating down on one little thing when it's not even necessary.
Yeah, and I wonder how they do that, because how do you do a post-nup? I'm just curious how that works. I've not really heard of post-nup, but you got the prenup, I get it. But how do they do that where it's all legal and he can't go after anything of hers if the marriage doesn't work? But the other thing that stood out to me about, was it Nate or her?
Now, he's so only Nate, got one black friend, too.
Nate, I'm like, I think it's great that he has female friends. My question is, has he hooked up with any of his female friends?
Mm-hmm.
And will that come out? Like, if he's hooked up with any of them, it's great. Guys can have female friends. You can have female friends that you hook up with. But how is Stasia going to feel if one of his close female friends is someone that he used to hook up with? Would that be a problem? I'm curious.
Oh, it'll definitely be a problem for her. You can see that, because I could be wrong, because this is very early in what we're seeing. She seems like the person who just doesn't deal with a lot of that shit, and that's why she's, you know, oh, they're intimidated. No, I think she wrote a lot of people off. It's not like people are throwing themselves at her. It's just that she's like, no, you're beneath me. You're beneath me. I think she carries that style. And certain things that happen, I think that would probably knock it out. Like, even when he did at the bachelor party, and he's like, get on your knees, you know. Get on your
butt. That was for her to take a shot. It wasn't for him to rub her head in his crotch.
I know, but still. It's demeaning in the way he was kind of doing it, right? And he did it in a demeaning fashion. And of course, they were doing a dominatrix style thing because they were spanking the guys and all that other crap. So maybe that's
where they just reversed roles. He became the dom and the stripper became the sub. Yeah. Not that I know anything about any of that. I'm just.
Of course. Apparently you do.
I've heard.
You may have just read it in a book, an article, something on Google.
But did you see Stasia's crow's feet? I've always felt like when you meet women, their life story is in their eyes and face.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ever meet somebody that they look 50, but they're really 30. But then you talk to them and they've been through so much crap. but it's in their eyes and it's in their face. So I'm looking at her and I see the wrinkles on there. I'm just like, what have you been through? Because you're only in your, you know, mid 30s. But I wonder what all she's been through to make her look like that. And not that she looks bad. I'm just saying that I feel like there's some life stuff that's happened to her that has molded her to be this person. And the fact she emancipated herself when she was a kid, like the family couldn't just say, hey, you can stay here. You have our permission. For you to emancipate yourself, I feel like there's a reason.
Well, she had a black mama who wasn't black. No, you're not staying with them little friends of yours over there. You coming with me. So she had to emancipate herself in order to be able to stay legally, right? But the other thing is, I think what you're seeing in the crow's feet is the other side of the family that she has, that she does not know. The lighter side of the family. That's probably just seeping through in the crow's feet. So we age differently. Black don't crack. So, that ain't from her mama's side. Her mama ain't got no damn crow's feet, all right? Let's just as we get to our last couple, Alexis and Justin. Alexis says she wanted a tall. She kept stressing tall. And then she stressed linebacker, but she stressed tall more. And so they gave her tall. And definitely not linebacker, basketball, or volleyball player. He was good for a yoga pose. That's about it.
No, she got a tall Brittany Griner. That's what she got.
No, Brittany's fluid. Brittany knows how to move on the court. This dude. They purposely did not put a basketball in his hand. Do you understand me? You know, they let Ben have the basketball. They did not let him have the basketball.
So the reason. Justin, I'm like, okay, celibate, huh? You're that tall glass of water that every woman wants to know if you're packing. That's all you talk about. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, you need to stop. Just stop. Stop saying that over and over. And another emotional dude. You know who he reminded me of? Zach.
Yes.
Zach would cry at the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
So he reminded me of Zach. I think he thinks a lot of his looks. Like he thinks he's like gorgeous. I'm like, okay, you're tall. But maybe, you know, when you start talking, maybe women lose interest. So they're like, well, I'm gonna try to get something out of this date, and they just like try to sleep with them. I don't know. But the dude is just kind of lame. And I think Alexis may be too strong for him.
Definitely is. She's definitely more athletic than him. I will say that. You saw her on the football field. She does the flag football and all that. You know, Alexis has definitely got a strong personality. But what I like about Alexis, and you know, I bet you the producer, her producer, because as we found out last season, they all have individual producers, right? I bet you her producer's a sister, because she's like, yeah, Lindy's this. She's like, all right, so tell us how you really feel. All right, girl. She talked too goddamn much. I know I can talk, but this bitch can talk. I like Alexis. Alexis is going to give you the real at any given time. She shows, I can speak this way and I can speak this way.
Alexis, to be red flag for her, she's been proposed to 3 times by people that she's known and mm-hmm. instead chose to marry a stranger. What's up with that?
Okay. I see why you would call it a red flag. It is not my fault if somebody else sees in me the person they want to spend the rest of their life with. It is my fault if I don't see them as that person and I accept that proposal. She turned every last one of them down because they were not the one for her. I applaud her for that.
No,
because at the end of the day,
that's not what she said. She said that she turned them down because she had a skewed, wrong view of what relationships should be, and she was wrong.
She was young. You had a skewed relationship.
I'm not knocking that. But I've not proposed to anybody. I've not been proposed to 2-3 times. So
okay, so don't be mad at her because she has.
I wasn't mad at her. I just called it a red flag.
You sound like you're jealous.
Well, you sound like you're so defensive, like you know her. Y'all friends?
I'm just defending the strong black woman who knows that this wasn't what I wanted. I didn't need this.
No, but what she said was, quote, because I put this in my notes. I'm doing this show because I have no option to run. Because it's scary. So I have no option to run because we're doing it. I'm going to get married. I'm like, Who makes that kind of decision?
Yeah. Well, everybody that goes on the show, because you obviously know what it is. You get on here and this is what it is. Because when you get on there, there's no escaping. It's one of those things about the show. The concept of the show from the very beginning was not dating at first sight. It's married at first sight. So there's no escape clause. You've got to be with this person for this amount of time and fight through the things that made you run from relationships before. And that's the concept of the show, right? I will say, I do want to know, who are these three men that proposed to her after hearing her cry the way she did with her mom? Because, Jesus Christ, I mean, I think I almost put my foot through my TV when she started. I hope for his sake that is not how she has sex. Jesus Christ, can you imagine that shit?
Hold on. Okay, but let's talk about the mama. The mama comes in with that dress, and as soon as I saw her, I'm like, her mom looks like she pronounces the L in salmon. She just has the look in her
face. Very loudly, too.
Yeah, this is why you want to get to know somebody before you marry their family. Because I'm like, okay, you got some hood shit. still, it's funny. But Justin, to bring it back to him, I think there's nothing wrong with getting therapy. And mm-hmm. I think men should get therapy. I've told you, I'm seeing a therapist. Like, I think it's healthy. So yeah. I don't know if he's emotionally ready for this. Mm-hmm. And I applaud his brother for sticking to his guns. Because I would do the same thing to my brother. I'd be like, you're stupid. They're doing it. You're being a little bitch right now.
But
he's still there. Marks. Right.
He told, I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to tell you what I think. And because you're going to go through with it, I'm still going to be there for you because that's what it is.
Exactly. So that's what family does. I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it. I'm going to give you this feedback. And feedback is like a gift on Christmas. Some gifts you like, some gifts you don't like. But you're going to get this feedback. But yet, he was there to support her. But, you know, I'm curious. I know that Alexis was looking for somebody tall. Watching them two, he's just corny to me. And when he said, yes, girl, I'm like, come on, dude.
You and I texted each other at the same time. You just happened to type it faster than me because I was about to hit you with that, yes, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
The red flags went up everywhere.
And then the high five. And I love Alexis. And she's like, okay, you high five a lot. I need you to stop doing that because I think it's corny.
Yes.
But he was totally doing that. I loved it. Tell him.
The fact that she did not hold back and she was right there like, no. You're right. She said it. It was on her mind that she didn't just sit there and wait till 2-3 days later. No, I'm going to let you know this right now. You're high-fiving a lot. And it could be his nerves because he is extremely attracted to her. She is not to him, but that could have been his nerves. And after the first high five, that was his go-to, going back to it. And she's like, all right, hold up now. I know you're tall, but enough of this shit.
Well, he's been celibate over a year, so I'm going to take the overs that he's going to high five the first night they consummate the marriage. And hold on, ladies, just to say, there's nothing wrong with a high five. I've done it. I've been there. I get it because I met someone on a plane and we talked and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, hey, it's really great to meet you. Looking forward to hanging out again up top. And she still to this day, we're friends, to this day gives me shit about it. Nothing wrong with a high five, but I think Justin, it's been so long since he's been with a woman. It's going to be really interesting to see. But maybe Alexis is going to be happy because apparently Justin's packing heat.
Apparently.
Apparently. Apparently. He's blessed.
I will say, this is going to be an interesting looking season, especially as we get to next week and what they're showing. It looks like we're moving through the weddings a lot faster. But before we get through the rest of the weddings, I want to ask you this. If you were on the show and...
would it be?
Bear with me on this. One of these five women walked down the aisle. Which one would you want it to be and which one would you not want it to be?
Okay. I will answer that question, but let me also preface it by saying I'm getting asked a question by a man who says, I don't answer hypotheticals. So anytime I ever ask you a question, right, you don't answer anything. But I'll play the game. I'll answer. Because I have no problem saying what I gotta say. Also, I'm not married, so there's no repercussions for what comes out of my mouth. So there's that. So out of all five, I would pick Stacia. Now, the problem, mm-hmm, Stacia and I wouldn't work because I'm not thug enough for Stacia. I'm all right about, let's build a business, let's build generational wealth, but also dial back that bullshit cockiness and don't talk to servers that way. She looks like someone who would be rude to people. And I would have a problem with that. If we went out to a nice restaurant, she's going to act all bougie about it. I'm like, hey, dial that back. You don't know what this person's going through, and it's just food. It's not the end of the world, and I'm paying. So why are you even talking about it?
You meet the other things with her, though. So I and you say it wouldn't work because you're not thug enough for her. Every woman at some point wants the bad boy, and they you know, it happens at one point or another, and then they fucking grow up, or they don't. but I actually, that's not a bad choice. I think y'all, because I think, you know, goal wise, you guys would actually layout. I mean, she'd have to stop calling herself boss lady or boss bitch or whatever the hell she actually calls herself that's not on Lifetime TV. But other than that, yeah, I see that. I would have actually picked her for you as well, too. See?
Thank you. Totally be about Stacia. I mean, she's gorgeous. I like her drive. I like her energy.
What about, who would you not want to see come down the aisle?
Alexis, because I don't want to have to deal with her mama and listen to her say the L in salmon. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, hear her cry.
Yeah. Hold this. I'm going to do a French braid because it's symbolic.
Well, I mean, for me, it would have been Lindy, because Lindy's the mess of the season. We know it. We see it already. People on Twitter already talking about the fact that Lindy's going to be the mess of the season. And we see it. It's going to be between her and Mitch.
I don't think she will.
Who's the mess of the season then?
If not Alexis, I'll put my money on Morgan, because we like her too much, right? Because it seems like the last two seasons, everybody I liked from the beginning, they wind up being the bad one at the end. You know, there's something about
you're right. Morgan seems very well balanced. She's got an interesting story.
Yeah,
you know what? You're right. They've set her up to be this person that, because if Morgan walked down the aisle, you're not going to be like, and you hear her story that we've heard so far today, you're not going to be like, oh, go back down. No, you'll be like, okay, cool. Let's hear more. And that more is probably what we're going to find out over the next how many other weeks.
And I think the real Alexis is going to come out, because right now she's, it's on. It's day one. You're just trying to get to know all these people, but someone's going to piss Alexis off. And I want to see what that Alexis looks like. Because after watching her mama, I want to see Alexis be like, what did you say? Give me the Vaseline.
Hey, thanks to you, the Prayer Warriors. We are back, and we'll be back here again, of course, Sunday for 90 Day Fiancé, Monday with our regular audio episode, Tuesday with the video episode, and then next Wednesday, right back here for Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego, Episode 2.
It's going to be long. I hate Wednesdays. Doing this for y'all.
It's gonna be
doing this for y'all, but I hate Wednesdays because this sucks.
It's gonna be an interesting time next week too, because I'm on the road next week. You'll be on the road too, but you're coming a couple days the next day, and we'll be in Charleston for the Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival, which is going to be an amazing event. chsjerkfest.com, by the way. Yeah. Check it out. You can always come on, and there's still time.
I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I love Jerk Fest. I love jerk chicken. I love the food. I love, you got me into reggae. And I get to hang out with you in person. Mm-hmm. So we get to send some more of our antics, make some videos in person like we did when we did the skydiving.
Texas and the skydiving, yep.
Yeah.
So there'll be another RGRT pod journal after next weekend. So it'll be another interesting one. See what happens. How much jerk chicken can Tara eat? We'll find out.
I'm gonna try my best.
You know, there's a jerk wing eating contest. You should enter.
No. I don't do food eating contests. That's all good.
There's no watermelon.
Yeah, for me, festivals and food, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I don't want to gorge. I just want to graze all day.
I tried, folks.
Not doing it. Because you're going to record it and you're going to put it on YouTube. And no, I don't need that footage out there.
I definitely will. And it will be right here on this channel. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.